Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. First thing before you do any other thing, let it be God's force in our lives as we wake up to daily. Go to your prayer altar, listen to Turning Point, meditate and pray the prayers and be saying amen to it. After receiving Turning Point audio, read the short Bible study from Turning Point prayer booklet, also authored by me. Pray the prayer for the day and also follow the guideline of reading the entire Bible through in a year. Combine the two. Over time, it will make you spiritually stronger. Turning Point prayer booklet is published monthly, available both in hard and soft copies. If you subscribe, it shall be sent to your phone for your daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Friday, the 18th day in October 2024. By God's grace and power, you are walking into a waiting miracle this day. As usual, please open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent our way today and be responding with amen, I receive it. No matter how strong the wind is, a river never flows backward. I prophesy, no matter the situation in the world around you, in your country and in your industry, you will never know a downward moment. You will not go down. I say to your life, forward ever, backward never. There was darkness all over Egypt, but light shone in Goshen, the dwelling place of God's covenant children. You are also a covenant child of God. You will never know a better yesterday. For 40 years in the wilderness, God supplied manna to the children of Israel. That same God is alive and is our God. You will not know hunger and dryness all the days of your life. Same covenant covers your children and your entire family. In Matthew chapter 9 verse 20, a bleeding woman, a woman with the issue of blood, came from behind the crowd and touched the hem of Jesus' garment, and she was made whole. Let's take this prophetic action today. Do this if you can. Touch or hold onto a piece of cloth around you there. It could be the edge of your duvet, your bedspread or bed sheet. Oh yes, your anointed mantle, your window blind, something. Hold on and form a picture of the woman holding the hem of Jesus' garment in your mind. Form that picture in your mind. Are you ready? Let me pray. As healing virtue flew from Jesus' garment to the woman, receive his healing virtue now. Receive a divine touch now. If you are standing, stand well, because the power of God could put some people down under the anointing. May healing virtue, deliverance virtue, breakthrough virtue, body removing virtue flow into your system now, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Receive the overwhelming presence of God. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, and receive it in Jesus' name. Receive strength, receive favor, receive power, receive breakthroughs in all areas of your interest. Someone is set free from generational curses and evil covenants now. Some invisible chains and yokes of indebtedness, of stagnancy, unending delays and struggles, persistent headaches, pains, and other afflictions stops right now in Jesus' name. By holding this garment by faith, your desired doors are hereby supernaturally opened. Your ways are made clear. Your blessings shall start flowing down to you. Young lady, you are released into a beautiful marriage. Young man, receive the key for your next new job. Everyone partaking of this faith exercise today, we shall, wherever you are on earth, in the next 24 hours, in the next 48 hours, you will have a breaking news testimony. You will see soundness in your body. Someone's mental issue is healed now. Someone on the wheelchair, you are healed now. Jump up, you will see that you are able to walk. A deaf ear just popped open. A blind eye, glaucoma and cataract disappear now from your victim. A womb is open now for conception. Approvals are given for the application you have anywhere. Everyone touching today shall have a sweet testimony to give in Jesus' name. Say amen, amen, and amen. Yes, it shall happen as declared. I speak as I'm led of God. Ours is to obey him. His is to make it happen. So it has happened for everyone now. Expect it. Believe it. It shall manifest. Send your testimonies when you begin to see the manifestations of God in different areas of life. October 18th celebrant, your body prayers now. Lay your hand on your body. Be blessed. Be lifted. God shall give you a special birthday gift you will live to remember. Say amen. Happy birthday. If you can sow a special thanksgiving and sacrificial seed on this your birthday to enlarge God's kingdom according to your age of life or the age you are celebrating, do so. That is, if you are able to, without stress, without struggle. We don't pay for God's blessings. We don't buy or bribe God for his miracles. But the power of seed and sacrifice cannot be denied, especially on our bad day. Bad day is not an ordinary day. Do as you are led of God. It is not a law, neither is it our doctrine. It is the truth of God's word and the realities of life. Harvest comes after seed has been sown. Right? Listeners, welcome to day 5 of personal, intensive, intentional, and scripturally based prayers. Pray these prayers with strength and with passion. First prayer today is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 29. And it reads, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Lay your right hand on your chest as we pray this prayer. Pray it with strength. Say, O Lord my God, increase my strength and power. Increase my strength spiritually, physically, mentally, and financially. I must not faint, and I will not fail. I command every form of weakness, leave my life now. I am not weak. I am strong. I am not down. I am up. I am not a loser. I am a winner. I am not about to end. I am just starting. Today is my new day, and today is my new dawn in the name of Jesus Christ. Say amen. I prophesy. Receive strength as an eagle. Receive the tenacity of a lion. Remain strong all the days of your life. Say amen. Next prayer. Listeners, always look for the relevant Bible verse to pray to God Almighty. He will answer to his word. Same book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 18. Hear God's memo to you and I today. Let me read it for our prayers. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and dry land springs of water. Wow! This is the prayer. Pray it with passion. Say in Jesus' name, I claim your promise for me in Isaiah 40 verse 18. Rivers of blessings start flowing down the hill for me. Fountains of unimaginable favors break loose for me, my children, and my family. For my business, my career, and the ministry you gave me, I command my wilderness turn into a pool of water. Dry land becomes streams of water for me. I decree and declare the rest of my life, I will not know dryness. I prophesy all seasons become my season now. All round the year, all throughout my life, and in all my generation, we shall swim in the ocean of God's blessings. I believe it, I confess it, I receive it in Jesus' name. Say amen. Yes, it shall be as we have declared it. It shall come to be. We have prayed it today. Tomorrow, we shall continue from here. And remember, from Monday, we'll move over to healing prayers. These things are working. Believe in them. Join us later today on our Friday's edition of Live Broadcast via our social media platforms. Last Monday, the network couldn't allow us to function. I want to believe God that it shall be better today. 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Nigeria time. Join us then. Now, tomorrow is our communion service online. Prepare your communion element this evening. Oh, someone is saying, I pray Daddy will not forget to pray over communion tomorrow. I will not forget. Everyone also, remember to also pray your own prayers over the communion before eating and drinking. Many tithers and donors and sacrificial seed-goers have been calling us because the GTB account network has been down. Same thing, Zenith Bank account network was down for almost 2 weeks, but they are back now. GTB said they are doing upgrade to their network. That's why they shut down for a while. Please use the Zenith and the Access account number. And as soon as the GTB system is back, please transmit your seed and your tithe. Let nothing discourage you in doing your needful to God Almighty. Your God that sees you in secret will reward you openly. Our PayPal is fine and active. TPGF members in different parts of the world doing your tithing and sowing in dollars, in euros, in Canadian dollars, and all the other currencies, please use our PayPal account. It is working and active. TPGF members and listeners in the United Kingdom doing their tithing and seed sowing in pound sterling, we have the Turning Point Global HSBC account. If you want us to send you the commission's detail on any of the account, send a chart of request to +234 809 789 4000. That line only. Never answer to anyone sending personal account or through any other line. For the HSBC in UK, send a chart to 074-111-28401. Finally, have you subscribed to our TPGF YouTube? I've been emphasizing it. We want to build our YouTube followership to at least 500,000. Help us to make this dream happen. And it is easy. Go to your YouTube and type at The Real Femi Emmanuel. The word real is R-E-A-L. Type together. Then tap your subscribe button and turn on notification. Encourage all on your contact to do the same. It will bless you tremendously. Let's spread the kingdom word all over the world. Let TPGF members cover the entire globe. Help us to do this, be a part of this, and the Lord will bless you. I speak to everyone's life today. This weekend is your weekend. Doors have opened, it will not close. All those of you traveling for one thing or the other, receive journey mercies. Those of you doing your normal weekend routine, you shall see the favor of God. The power of God will be strong on you. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a good weekend. Have a wonderful time. Bye.